After 37 years of working with livestock on other people's farms, Joe Cavanaugh decided to open a slaughterhouse on his own farm with a unique clientele in mind. Part of his business is catering to Muslims who want to buy meat from animals they know have been slaughtered in accordance with the Islamic tradition of halal.
My youngest sister's married to a Kuwaiti Muslim, and we'd talked about, you know, over the years, and there's a lot of well, we call them backwoods operations in America where people go and get lambs and goats and stuff like that. And I just wanted to do something that I could do for the rest of my life and not have to look over my shoulders and hold my breath when I did it.
The backwoods operations, as Joe calls them, are illegal in this part of rural Maryland and rarely clean or sanitary. Joe saw an opportunity to build a legally certified slaughterhouse that catered to the Muslim community. His facility, called Lamco LLC, is built in accordance with the U.S. Department of Agriculture safety and sanitary standards. Most of his business is with a large national grocery store chain, but he also sells to individuals. And with more than 800,000 Muslims in the Baltimore, Washington area, he says business is growing every month.
No, in Pakistan,
one of Joe's customers, Saeed Wagar Farhat, is from Pakistan. He has been slaughtering animals the halal way since he was a young boy.
When we slaughter with the knife, and we cut like a half throat. And when we read it, we have to read some verses of our holy book, Quran.
Traditional U.S. slaughterhouses shoot animals in the head with a stun gun, causing brain trauma. Then they hoist the animals up and bleed them out. The Islamic way is to hold the animal down with its head pointing toward Mecca. As the person performing the ritual recites the Quran, he makes a quick cut to the main arteries in the neck. The animal bleeds out and slowly loses consciousness. According to the Quran, this should be done as humanely as possible.
This way, all the air, when he breathes, all the air will go in and all the blood will come out. So there will be no blood in his tissues and muscles.
Joe Cavanaugh says the most difficult thing about starting his business was working through all the county, state, and federal health regulations.
You just thought I was building a nuclear reactor down in the bottom here and getting water out of the creek.
His facility is inspected regularly, and he is often complimented on his cleanliness, something that is not lost on customers like Mr. Farhat, who used to frequent some of the illegal operations.
We used to go to some farms. They didn't have a slaughterhouse. We had to slaughter right by the trees where we can have a lot of mosquitoes and all those, and insects also.
For Joe Cavanaugh, working with the Muslim community is good business. Mr. Farhat leaves with peace of mind. The goat meat will last his family for a month. He knows the facility was clean, the animal was healthy, and was slaughtered in accordance with Islamic tradition. Jeff Swicord, VOA News, Mount Airy, Maryland.